all my sexual desires satisfied. Yeah, that's the word.
OMG, my lovely husband, you know it in my OMG, and together you can call us the OMG. Sit back, relax, and sip your tea. We keep you company.
Our video today. But before we start, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and comment below. Take
care. You're so tall. I love it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I look up to you like this. Love it.
No, you are. No, you are.
The bum is nice and firm.
The bum is nice and soft. She ain't got one, she. It's okay.
Not do anything.
I don't feel anything, but I'm not
going
to do it. No! The question is, I'm not going to do
it. You're the powerful one.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, God.
Laugh again. All right, yeah. Let's play a short game. Not really a game. There's going to be sincerity, but I'm always winning. But let's see how far you've come.
Pride
so, say sweet things about each other that are real, you know, that you found in these 6 years. And the first person to run out, the other person wins. Right, ladies first. Let's go.
You're just handsome. So handsome. So tall and handsome. Vanity first.
Everybody knows that. Don't they?
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, actually, they don't know that you're so tall. They don't realize how tall you are until they see you, and they're like, ah. And now you now start looking shiny and extra handsome in the eyes. And I'm like, girl, bye.
Okay, yeah, you are so beautiful too.
Just copying me, basically.
Yeah, so beautiful. Next.
You've got such a kind heart. Really, really kind. It pushes me to be kinder. And as impatient as you are in certain things, you make up for it in how patient, sometimes ridiculously patient, especially when it comes to giving people second, fourth, fifth, seventh chances. You are super kind in that way.
But if I may ask, what things am I not patient in?
Boy, you know this. That's not even, we're doing things that we love.
Okay. Yeah, still on your beauty, you are... very no, I'm finding the best way to put it to rate it 18. I'll be on the, you know, you're very sexy, which is, you know, the next thing I'm about to say is I'm actually thanking God, because it's only God that could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that all my sexual desires are
sorry, my sisters.
All my sexual desires.
They already stopped watching at this point.
Satisfied. Yeah, that's the word.
Okay.
In, by you. You know, like you, there is nothing else. You know, it's the prayer that we pray that God, you know, you fill us up and we don't want anything. I don't want anyone else. You know, they're like, considering where I'm coming from, you know, background and all that stuff, and when it got to the point where I even thought I would never find the person and everything, and to now just be focused on one person, and the more I look, you know, usually they say the more you look, the less you see, but the more I look, the more I see, and the more there is to see, you know, like God helps me renew you daily and daily and daily, and I just find you more and more and more attractive, and you. There is nothing more. I just have to finish. You know, it's time for the physical, so I have to finish this aspect first. There's plenty. Now I go win you for this thing. But sexually, there is nothing else, anywhere else.
Let me match that as well, yeah? You really know how to hit it.
Oh my God.
You hit it well, you press that button. You know, like you push the right button, you know how to push the, because you listen. You listen to me. And this is, I'll talk about how you listen in different ways, but you listen to me in that way. You listen, and it, you hit that nicely. Make me feel like a woman. You know, when Shania Twain sang, "Man, I feel like a woman." Now I know what that means. Dum, 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 dum. Ow! Yeah, make me feel like a woman. I love being a woman. I love being feminine. And you're part of the reason why I love that. I love, you know, I just, you know, and I love myself more because of how you love me and because of how God has loved me by giving me you. And I just, and I'm like, you know, when there's a part in the line in the song when Beyonce says, "Oh, my man makes me feel so darn fine." I can relate.
Okay, you're coming up, you're coming up.
Can relate.
Then to find another level.
Mm.
So being with you, which is equivalent to loving you because I'm with you because I love you, has made me more successful, and I will explain that because of the fact that I, and that's how I know God created you for me, because I didn't have to learn, I didn't have to go through any training. It just became first nature to me, actually, to just place you above everything else after God, you know, like place you above me, and it's gave me the drive. You know, before I got married, I was usually, you know, okay with, you know, if things did not really go, I didn't used to really stress myself. Do you understand? Like, cause now only me, whatever, you know. But since I got married to you, I was going to say to you guys, because it feels like I'm married to Fair on me too. You know, since I got married, and because of how much I care about you and how much I don't want you guys to lack anything, and you know, so I, when I look back, I see how much it makes, how far I go, you know, like how, and I don't even think about it, you know, and that has brought about more success because it makes me just go deeper and work harder, and it doesn't feel like I'm working hard because the goal, the focus is you guys, you know. So that has made me more successful because obviously, yeah, by God's grace, God has blessed us, and but you know, I say God has blessed us because I'm not trying to take glory for anything, but you know, naturally with God's blessing you need to work, but the more you work, the more success there is out of it. But you guys are my drive, you know, because yeah,
and let me again bounce off that,
you feel know, free to bow out anytime.
I actually have to say that I've never been loved like the way that you love me. I've never been loved and like that before, and I'm really grateful. And I see how much you put me and Fermi first. And I'm just, I'm like, wow, sometimes I'm like, this man, wow, you're really trying. And I'm like, and every time God blesses you, it's like, I see it. And I'm not just, I see it, I feel it. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And I always, that's why I always want to support your growth and your joy in whatever capacity that I can, because your joy is my joy, your growth is my growth, and it, and there's nothing like, there's nothing more than me wanting to see you win. You deserve it, not because, not just for my benefit, but I love seeing you happy. I love seeing you do what you love. I love, you know, you being healthy and filled with joy. And if that's how you feel about me, I feel like, and I see how much you put, how much effort you put into us, and I'm just so grateful for you.
This next one, you're so annoying. As in, you're so annoying because, like, every time like we fight, I just have this very, very big ache in my chest, and you are just okoma kagiribori bi fan yibo. Like, you are just so annoying because you just, I'm a very soft, everybody, I'm a very soft boy. I just want, but you just do, so, and the thing will vex me, and I don't go follow you talk, I will go, and it will be pain in my chest, like physical pain. Do you understand? Like,
when
that's love too, I guess, but.
Honestly, I hate arguing with you.
But you.
Like, the thing is, I know I have a stubbornness, So do you, sweetheart. As gentle as you think you are, you have a stubbornness that I'm the one that's always breaking. I'm always the one that's coming to you to talk, because you're even the, most times.
Mm-hmm. This last time,
yeah,
I saw the smile on your face when I called you that morning. It's as if you didn't expect that I'll call. The smile was so wide. We are alone. She won't have me.
I hate arguing, maybe.
I'm right on that day.
It makes me sad. It really makes me sad. I hate. It's not to you. It's not just me. And it makes me sad. I hate arguing with you. I just always want to be like. It just affects what I'm doing, and I can't focus. Mm. And I just never want you to feel like I don't love you as much as I do.
I thank God for the fact that I don't get used to you. You know, I don't. Like every time, you know, maybe the way you just pack your head today, or the way you just, and thank you for that effort, because it takes effort too. Don't go and say every time you say rap every day, and I'll, you know, but yeah. For example, when I came to pick you at the airport this last time, damn, you took me back. Like,
I've got to try for you, babes. I said before that I love being so feminine because of you. Okay, loving the camera.
Yeah, continue talking. Saying I've been so feminine because of you. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love to look good for myself and look good for you.
Don't have anything
to say. And a kiss, Louis. Right, camera. Guys. Thank you guys for watching.
Thanks for watching. Happy Valentine's Day. You know.
Love you.
The whole essence of love is God. Mm-hmm. Like I said on my Instagram page, because God is love. So if you have love, you know, where your love is working, just know God gifted it to you, mm-hmm. and be thankful. And if you think you don't have love, let me tell you that you have love. The fact that you are alive, you are not keeping yourself alive. Everybody that sleeps and wake up is because God made it so, because the Bible says, I slept and I woke up because God kept me, you know. Mm-hmm. And his thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever end you expect, whatever you yearn for example, say you are single, and you feel like you're lonely today, and you see love, and you're like, I want that. You know, mm-hmm. that's the end you expect for yourself. And mm-hmm. God's thoughts was you are good and not evil, that will bring you to that expected end. Mm-hmm. So make the best use of where you are now. Don't wallow in self-pity or whatever, because you are not a gun case or whatever. Let me make sure this thing is still recording. Yeah, do you understand? You are loved. The whole essence of love is with you, is in your life. God is love. And with him, you move, live, and have your being, and he's able to do exceedingly more than what you ask or imagine. So maybe this is the last Valentine you spend alone. It's until you have somebody else that you now, thank God we had the best of our lives. You know, at least we made the best. You had friends and everything. So we don't look back and regret.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how much you love the person you are going to be with, if you did not make the most of your single days, you know, like discover yourself and everything, you look back in regret. So in, as opposed to be like, ah, God, when, what's happening around, just know that your time will come. Do you mm-hmm. understand? And enjoy where you are today.
Yeah.
Most importantly, your Valentine is also with you, mm-hmm. because our ultimate Valentine is God, who has gifted us this. So spend today with him and have fun. And you'll see, you come back next year, you'll be like, ah, I told you this thing, mm-hmm. and it has happened. Mm-hmm. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody. God's love will never cease in our
Amen.
Lives. We love you.
Love you.
Charlie, man, lost me.
Yeah, what's this now?
No, I'm removing this, don't worry. No, I'm serious.
Hey guys!
Yeah, thank you for watching our video.
Thank you.
But before you leave, we are forgetting something.
Have you liked this video? Did you like this video?
Did you comment? Have you subscribed to our channel?
Subscribe. And did you hit the notification bell?
You have. Thank you so much. If you haven't, please just do, yeah?
Do that too.
See you guys on the next video. Bye! Come.
Family, get in the bathroom now!
Bye-bye.